We're with City County Health District Administrator Teresa Will. And Teresa, I understand that you've got an update concerning that third or that booster shot. Give us an update on that.
Yes, we are starting to give both Moderna and Janssen boosters. They were approved last week fully and or emergency use approved. And so we started today, this morning in the office, individuals who are 65 and older, and anyone who lives in a long-term care setting, anyone 18 and older who has an underlying medical condition, anyone 18 and older who works in a high-risk setting or lives in a high-risk setting, such as a group home or a homeless shelter, jail settings, that type of thing. That is who is recommended for a booster. We do get some questions as far as what is a high-risk work setting. And essentially, if you are working in the public with a lot of individuals, like grocery store workers, public transit, postal service, corrections, manufacturing workers, educational staff, first responders, fire police, they would all be considered high-risk work settings. So if you would like a booster, call City County Health, 845-8518, and we can schedule an appointment for you.
And another topic to talk about on that is the COVID-19 vaccine for kids. Any update for that? I know the last time I talked to you, it was those 12 and older. Has the CDC made any other new recommendations?
Well, that is still in the committee discussion. The initial committee did meet this week and has okayed the vaccine, feeling that the data show that it is safe and will be effective for ages 5 to 11. The CDC and another committee meet next week on November 2nd and 3rd to give the final okay or deny that okay. So we'll know for sure by the end of next week if we are able to start giving pediatric Pfizer. We have set up tentative clinics at each of the schools in Barnes County, and we'll be coming out to the schools to give those doses. We will send the schools information as far as how parents need to register their child for that. And we do need parents to be there for that age group. Those children, as well as the adults, after they get a COVID vaccine, need to stay with us for 15 minutes. And we just didn't feel that we could be observing a lot of children and giving vaccine at the same time. So are requesting that parents come with. We're planning to do most of those clinics at 3 o'clock or 3:30 in the afternoon. So when they would come to pick their children up, they would be able to come in and be with their child while they got that vaccine. The pediatric formulation is different than what we have been giving to the 12 years and older. The pediatric formulation is 10 micrograms, whereas the adult or those 12 and older receive 30 micrograms. So the dosage is smaller to accommodate for the smaller size of the child.
Teresa, thanks for those updates again, and have a good day ahead here, okay?
Thanks, you too.
There's Teresa Will, City County Health District Administrator, with those updates.